Hold her down. Can you get your seatbelt on?
Peyton, it's okay. It's gonna be okay.
Oh my God, what's wrong with her?
I can't. Stop it! Stop it! Oh my God, it's everywhere.
We're heading to the hospital,
Peyton,
okay?
Listen to me. There's nothing on you. You're okay.
No, it's everywhere. It's so loud.
What are you talking about?
678. It won't stop. There's so many voices.
Peyton, what are you saying?
Oh my God, what is she doing?
Peyton! Peyton, you need to calm down.
Peyton, this is insane.
It's not going to stop. It won't stop until it has me.
What are you talking about?
All the voices. There's so many voices. It's never going to stop burning. It's never going to stop screaming.
It's going to make you jump too.
Peyton!
Oh my God.
What just happened to her? What just happened?
I don't know.
She's just lying there.
I don't know.
Peyton!
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay sane.
Stabbed 28 times, but that was just the beginning.
Once I have your waiver signed, you can line up behind the red line over on the side of the wall over there. We have a strict no photography policy behind the curtain, so if anyone does pull out a cell phone, we will unfortunately be taking those away. Let me know if you have any questions, and I'll be happy to... Topher.
Danny, hi.
Sorry, All right, folks, you can head back. You're welcome to stay as long as you want in the projection room. Just don't fall asleep, because that's awkward for everyone. Enjoy. Mardi Gras week.
Yeah. I heard you have some new things in the museum, letters by Dahmer or something?
We do, yeah. It's a pretty cool exhibit. I set it up. He wrote a lot of letters in jail to a woman named Mary Mott. They exchanged some packages and things.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. It's cool to see how his brain works on paper. He used a lot of exclamation marks.
Does that mean... anything?
We think it does, even if it doesn't. Self-fulfilling narrative and all that.
Of course.
Anyway, you here for the tour, or?
No, I was just checking in.
Oh.
I heard about your brother, Emerson, and I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Right. Yeah, it's Mardi Gras week, so at least I have stuff to keep me busy.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I like to work. It helps to keep me doing something, you know?
I do. A year ago, my dad, he...
I heard.
So, I understand. If you need to talk about it or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he die? I never heard. Was it the tremor?
It was.
I'm sorry. I had an uncle lose his senses, too. Which is not as bad as losing your dad, but...
No, I get what you're saying. Was your brother affected by the tremor back when it happened?
Yeah.
He was?
He lost his sight, most of his hearing after that.
How long was he like that?
A few days. It came back with the rest who recovered. I was hoping that would be the worst thing to happen to our family for a while.
I'm so sorry.
It happened so fast that I don't really understand it yet. And I don't. He was apparently saying something right before it happened.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I don't know if he just snapped or something chemical in his brain. We're still waiting for the results of the autopsy. He was going to Penn State for rowing in the fall. I'm playing all these moments over in my head and then wondering if I did anything, something I could have done.
Hey, this wasn't your fault.
Self-fulfilling narratives.
Really, if you want to talk about it.
I think I'd like that.
Is that another tour?
It is if it's 12:15, which it is. Should probably make sure they don't turn the place upside down. They can be worse than the killers sometimes. I'm mostly kidding.
All right, I'll call you.
Okay.
It was really good to see you.
You too. Oh, Topher, do you need my number?
Has it changed?
No.
Then I got it.
Great. Talk to you soon.
Hello?
Hi, Etsy?
Yes, you called my phone.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just talking with Emerson's sister a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
She said that Emerson was part of the tremor last year. I've got a theory, but you're not gonna like it.
Okay.
Do you think this is some kind of reverberation on people affected by the void? Like a deeper symptom after their senses returned?
It's been over a year.
But if he was affected by the tremor, it's hard to tell with a sample size of one.
That might not be the case.
Okay.
There was another incident. A tourist girl named Peyton Miller.
Was it a similar death?
Yeah. She has two friends who haven't left town yet, so I was thinking it might be worth it to talk to them. I tracked down where they're staying.
Are we pretending to be journalists again?
Congratulations, you work for the NOPD.
What? Isn't that a felony?
It's just a misdemeanor. I have an outfit and a badge for you. I'll text you the address.
Can I help you?
I'm Officer Alex Burns.
I'm Brian.
We're with the NOPD. We talked on the phone.
That's right. You wanted to follow up something?
Right. Do you mind if we talk to you for a few minutes?
Sure.
Are you going somewhere?
We have a flight home tonight, but we just want to get to the airport. That's London.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Brian, NOPD. This is Alex.
Hi.
Where's home for y'all?
Chicago.
That sounds nice.
Was there anything specific you wanted to ask? We want to get going as soon as we can.
We just wanted to get a sense of what happened yesterday with your friend.
She jumped out of our car. We were driving and she just jumped out.
Any idea why she would do that?
Because she snapped.
Did anything similar to this happen in the past?
No. Not that she let us know.
This happened out by Lake Pontchartrain?
It happened while we were driving by the bridge that goes through the lake, yeah. They said it was probably a brain aneurysm or something, which is bullshit. She started acting weird.
And what exactly do you mean by that?
Try to be as specific as possible.
She said she felt a burning sensation. Something inside her.
She was feeling something. Something trying to take her. She said she couldn't take it anymore, and then she...
Yeah.
I don't know why she... She said it would make us jump too, and then she just... That was it.
She said it?
Yes.
And do you know what she was referring to when she said that?
No.
When she was talking, did she say she felt empty or cold, hollow, or anything like that?
What?
Did she feel empty inside?
Why would she say that?
It seemed like she was sort of... It looked like she was feeling a lot of things all at once. Sounds, temperatures, I don't know. A lot.
This was right up until the moment that she died.
Yeah, like some kind of overload.
Okay, we have one more question for you. This might seem strange, but did Peyton ever have any kind of loss of senses?
Not that she ever mentioned. I don't know.
Did she start to lose her sight or anything? About a year ago.
You're talking about the tremor?
Yeah.
We've all heard about that.
Peyton would have been visiting family in Mississippi around that time. She never mentioned anything about it, but I don't know. We really have a lot to pack up, so...
We understand. Have a safe trip.
Okay, so it's possible that she was affected by the void last year.
Not definite, but possible.
Yeah. And these people, they're experiencing some kind of sensory outburst? It's weird. It's different than last year. If this is some kind of reverberation, we are the only ones that can stop this. What are you thinking?
Nothing. It's just, they've already suffered so much, you know? The ones that survived it.
Yeah.
Emerson Parker was a local, but if Peyton was part of the tremor like we're thinking, this reverberation didn't happen to her until she was in New Orleans.
Right.
By Lake Pontchartrain.
Or at least that's where the outburst pinnacled.
And if they were on the I-10 heading back from North Shore, that would put them within 10 miles of Blind Lagoon.
And the Sauvage, where the cult camp was.
Yeah.
Are they, I mean, is anything still happening in that area?
I don't know. Are you up for it?
Yeah, I think that's a great lead. We should at least check it off the list.
Okay.
We should probably go during the day.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon?
I'll drive.
Great. Hey, Etsy. It's good to be back, you know?
It is. Also, hey, keep the outfit. It suits you.
Oh, I am giving this back the moment that I can. Hey, Simone, are you home?
I'm in the study.
You're doing research.
How could you tell?
You have a way of turning a room inside out?
Are you dressed like a cop?
Yep.
Can you hold the end of this ruler?
Sure.
I am making a map of Nola.
It's pretty big.
It's the proportions I need.
Okay.
According to the NOPD, there have been 12 of these unexplained deaths in the last 3 weeks.
That's horrifying.
I'm in the process of charting the locations of the deaths in case that is helpful. I don't know if these people were exposed to something or if there are several variables here, but I think keeping an eye on the data is going to be important.
That's great.
The challenge is there are a lot of variables that could result in these cases. Basic epidemiology.
Hence the map.
Hence the map.
We have a theory that the people who were experiencing this were all affected by the void last year.
Is that what the interviews are showing?
Not completely, but also not completely. That's actually why Etsy and I were thinking about going into the bayou tomorrow afternoon.
The bayou?
It's the last place that the void was.
It was also the home for a void cult.
It's been a year.
Then you're going to need your epidemiologist.
What?
Last year, I watched you go into that place and almost vanish off the face of the earth. And I would rather not have that happen again. I like to keep all the variables in front of me.
Of course.
Does that mean I can come too?
I guess it does.
The passenger window doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Can we turn the air on?
The air doesn't work either.
Why did you get this car?
Because my old car was smashed into a group of cultists.
Ah. Yeah.
I never heard that whole story.
The cultists rushed us while we were trying to escape. Then they broke two of the windows.
Three windows, actually.
Was it three?
And a headlight.
I do remember the headlight was out.
I hate that.
It wasn't the best night.
You know, as far as most Tuesday nights go.
Anyway, it's good to have you with us, Simone.
Thank you. I brought a few crowbars in case we needed extra protection.
Oh, good.
Ideally, we don't have to use them.
Right. Did you bring the 18-inch or the 24-inch ones?
Both.
Great.
Why is it always crowbars?
Well, they're kind of the ideal bludgeoning weapon. There's a point, and then you can use leverage with them.
Well, it should be just a few more minutes.
Sounds great. I forgot what this feels like.
What feels like?
Driving into the void.
Welcome back to the Swamp of Death.
I would say it's nostalgic, but I think nostalgia is only for good things.
I think it's about a mile walk to the camp.
That's what I remember.
Wait.
What?
Does someone live here? It looks like a shack. Deeper in the woods over there?
I don't remember there being a house.
I don't either.
This is where we parked before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we think? We do remember what happened last time we walked into a strange house in the middle of nowhere, right?
What happened?
We were locked in a room and attacked by a cultist in a ski mask.
Great.
So, do we walk toward the dilapidated shack on the edge of the swamp?
I'd rather check it out than be blindsided.
No stones unturned. Is there anyone home? Hello?
Are you guys cops?
What?
Cops? Policemen? Cops?
No, we're not.
We're journalists.
What kind of journalists?
Ethical journalists.
Wow, Topher. We're doing a follow-up piece about the tremor, interviewing locals about what they've experienced.
Why are you in this neighborhood?
We heard this neighborhood was particularly affected.
Oh. You want the truth, huh?
Sure.
You want the facts that you couldn't find in the concrete jungle?
I mean, we're journalists.
I've got tea going if you want some.
Okay.
Are you coming in?
I mean, sure. I guess so.
The brown couch is the more comfortable one.
I like your spoon art.
Oh, that's delicate. That's an anemometer for measuring wind speed.
Oh.
Well, make yourself at home. It's not very often I meet other believers.
Yeah, we feel the same way. So, were you here when the tremor happened?
No, but I moved down here last winter to help my sister. She was involved. She was part of the Tribune they found. The cult, if you like that word better.
In your opinion, what did happen here? People say it was the tremor. A blackout in people's senses?
That's not what happened. There was a split in our time and space continuum, man!
Okay.
We're talking an altercation of our realities. We know it and love it, right?
Right.
Something came into our world and disturbed the reality. I am a collection of wildflowers with wind and rain and sun. I grow in the natural order of the universe. But if something comes along and eats me, a predator, matter changes. It's blighted.
Okay.
And that's how I know this whole thing is happening, man.
It is happening?
The physical structure has changed. We're talking about a complete genetic transformation from the hardwire up.
So, you're saying the swamp is transforming?
Every day! Right now! It's alive!
How do you know this?
I have readings. That's why I'm here, man. I'm looking for the new matter in the stomach of the thing that ate the wildflowers.
Where did you take your samples?
It's a little ways into the woods. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
The people out here, they were tapping into something cosmic, man. Something that's different from the way we exist. I snap my fingers like this, right? Like this? That's what happens here. But in there, it's not going to be like that, right? It would be backwards. I don't even know which direction it would go, but that's why I'm writing my book. Fargo Kaminsky's Theories on Dimensional Realities.
We'll have to buy a copy.
I'm taking advance orders.
Oh, we'll think about it.
I respect that.
Great.
Shh. We're here. This is where they used to gather.
It's quiet.
Even the sun feels stale.
It's all stale here. All cold and barren and gray. This was their home.
That's where Necromon stood.
You know his name? He was missing for 6 months after their final night.
Then what happened?
He turned himself in. The weirdest part, the guy was a ghost. To this day, no one knows his identity. No one knows his real name.
How about that?
They were on the edge here, man. Right on the brink of a new dimension. And they were pushing all their cosmic energy toward it.
What are all the tubes and Tupperware containers for?
Those are my incubation chambers.
Okay.
I'm exploring the effect oxygen has on the cells of the swamp water, so I have different levels of oxygen in each sample.
You're testing how oxygen reacts with swamp water?
Cosmic swamp water.
Wouldn't it just make bubbles?
Cosmic bubbles. More oxygen means there would be more life in the environment.
Is that what you're finding?
Let me show you the readings.
What is that? Is that a dog? Topher? Hello? Topher? Simone? Hey, where are you guys?
We're blood sisters.
Topher? Hey!
I thought I heard you crying.
Hey, where are you guys?
Oh my god, Etsy? Hey!
Did you find her?
Yeah.
What?
She's right here. Where did you go?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we turned around and you weren't there. We've been looking for you for like an hour and a half.
There was this dog.
What?
It came up to me and I was following
it. I didn't see a dog.
Is she okay?
Was it a vision?
I don't think so, but...
What happened?
I don't know. I've been having these episodes. It's like suddenly I'm in a different place and there's these voices. But this isn't happening when I touch someone. These are different.
How long has this been happening?
I don't know.
Longer than a week?
A few months, at least. I think something inside me is evolving.
Into what?
Something stronger.
Thank you for listening to The Call of the Void. This episode was written and produced by Josie Eli Herman and Michael Allen Herman. This episode stars Chrissy Becker, Jack Malosh, Shelby Seeley, Allison McGroat, Michael Allen Herman, Josie Eli Herman, Amanda Buckhalter, and Annie Dilworth. Special thanks to this season's donors, Mary Abercrombie, John Bartman, Adam Blanford, Justin Bertel, Stepan Chia, Justin Clavette, Concilium Games, Anne Davis Rowe, Zane Desjarlais, Rebecca DiPuccio, Suzanne Elevecchi, Tim Araneta, Haley Evernett, Jennifer Fainuith, Ken Hansen, Christine and Mark Herman, Sam Eifergen, Sam and Leslie Johnson, Martin Christensen, David Linder, Lauren and Zach London, Caitlin McLaughlin, Alexis McLeod, Jack Malosh, Mike Nucci, Elise Paquin, Craig Pearson, Anthony Sigmund Lowry,
Jason Such, Gordon Turtle, and Kate Voigt. The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969. The Call of the Void is an independently produced audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations from people like you to keep us going. If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at www.acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. We have a series of donation rewards starting as low as $5. We also have merchandise available on our website. You could also help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way to help us find new listeners. Please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. We'll be back next week to continue The Call of the Void. Stay tuned, stay sane.